fog rolling in over Fairyland is beautiful. So beautiful, it brought three researchers to the town for a six-week project.
Fog is, you know, very hard to forecast for weather prediction. It's hard to predict. And that's what, you know, you look at, you know, weather.com or something, or you go out, you open up your smartphone and try and see if it's going to be foggy tomorrow, but that's going to be, it's going to be very hard, or it's very inaccurate.
The researchers work for the U.S. Navy.
Fog is an issue for the Navy. They, you know, the visibility goes down when fog occurs and essentially just causes collisions or, you know, shipwrecks, etc.
Their search for foggy weather brought them first to Newfoundland and Labrador and then to Fairyland.
You guys are like fog capital. They're like, oh, this is a cool place. We'll just do it here.
When a large trailer full of equipment showed up, locals didn't know what to think.
Everyone was kind of like, okay, like, who are these people? What are they doing? And nobody really ever kind of, like, told us what was happening, except for, like, the little signs, like, meteorologists, equipment. So everyone kind of cut on then, and people literally used to go up to them and be like, oh, what are you doing here?
Fairyland is a small, close-knit community. Rumors tend to spread quickly around here. This situation was no different. Some people thought the strangers were actually making fog.
Everybody in the community realized that we already have enough fog to go around, so we didn't need the extra fog.
That wasn't the only rumor.
I flew this balloon in our Monterey, and the local fishermen thought that we were like fishing game, trying to spy on them. So, you know, the rumors like kind of spread around really quick.
Now the research team needs to analyze their data. It may take a while to find a real answer on how fog can be measured. The researchers are home in sunny California now. Their 6 weeks in Fairyland weren't all work. They had some fun too. Some of them hope to be back for a holiday soon. Victoria Bashcock, Kicker News.